of the trade.
Indeed, it's time for Tools of the Trade, and being that the Gunslinger's Ball is happening on New Year's Eve at the fabulous King's Arms, we have coincided and we've got one of the Galveston crew up, Sean, on the bass.
Hey, how are you?
What was your last name, mate? Sorry about that.
Reed.
Reed, there you go. Now we know, everyone knows exactly what's going on. That's great. I'm Big Hungry, that's John. We've done all that though.
Hi. As Big Hungry was saying, you're from Galveston, you play the bass in Galveston. Why is the bass your chosen instrument?
Oh, John, straight with the hard questions.
I had $400 when I was 20, so someone sold me a bass.
That's okay. Great. That's kind of why I became a plumber. My dad's a builder, and he said, don't be a builder. So here we are.
Yeah, simple decisions.
Yeah. Hey. That's great. And you brought up your favourite piece of kit, and that is none other than the legendary Big Muff pedal.
Yeah.
And you're wearing the T-shirt as well. Mudhoney kind of coined the Big Muff quite hard.
I was in the rock shop asking what sort of pedal to buy to make the Sonic Youth noise, and right. He pointed at my T-shirt and said, "One of those."
Now you've actually got a kind of a modern iteration of the Big Muff, which has all the options. You've got like a DI out, which is important for bass because then you get the uncluttered sort of sound without going through the amp, and the sound guy can really get the punch through. And it also has like blend. I'm sure it's got blend controls, and it sort of can do a few voicings of the Big Muff, can't it?
It's actually, I had the guitar one, but it was really, really bright. It didn't kick in the bottom. So I gave that one to our guitarist. And picked up the bass one, and it's heaps better for bass, obviously.
Just gets that bottom end.
Well, it does that, but it's got some really good sustain in it as well. And it's got a gate pass, so you can get rid of a lot of noise.
What I like about the Big Muff is that it's a lot smoother than what people consider a fuzz to be. Like a lot of fuzzes are just nasty because it is essentially taking your signal and compressing it into a square wave scenario. But something about the Big Muff that just has...
Really?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a square wave clipping. That's the sound of a fuzz.
Yeah,
so there's like fuzz distortion and there's overdrive. It's different ways of... just transistors is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Why don't you give it a whack, man? Let's give everyone a hear of what a Big Muff sounds like in the room.
So that's without it.
Clean tone.
Y'all listen. Yeah, really.
Right on.
I love it. It's got a really cool crossover too. So if we're only a three piece, so if the guitarist decides to drop back a little bit, you can bypass all the bottoms and just pull out the tops.
Oh, nice.
And then if he's doing some lead work, you can chop out all your tops with one pedal switch.
Oh, you have like an extra switch on there.
It's got a crossover, yeah, it's nice. Really cool. Yeah.
How much if someone wanted to pick up this version of the Big Muff? Are we looking at like maybe $200?
$350.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it's really, really worth it.
It's quite it's kind of like all the options in sort of a Swiss Army knife scenario.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'll just remind people on what the Big Muff is and how it all happened. Back in 1969, Electro Harmonix was already selling the Big Muff Fuzz, which was a mild overdrive circuit in an LPB box. This is Mike Matthews, the maker of the Big Muff, talking about it. He wanted to come out with a three knob distortion unit in a bigger box. Now there is like that classic Big Muff that comes in this the ridiculous size box. It's like it's like the size of a Bible.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible reference, but that gives you a size point.
Where does the Russian Big Muff come into the picture?
That's a big one for bass fans. They just sort of that was back when I think Big Muff were making they were getting their valve tubes made in Russia. So Sovtek, another like a Russian company. But it's just like there's so many iterations, John. There's like that is a favorite for a lot of. They also made like a Russian Big Muff that was apparently made out of like an army bullet box or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just had people inside the box just rattling things when you told your guitar.
Totally. Apparently, Bob Meyer kind of designed the unit. He just wanted something with a lot more sustain. So cascading the two distortion circuits into each other with the each one had like different clipping diode, and it's more about that. So apparently a lot of big muffs, like one isn't the same as the other. Even if you buy them new off the shelf, they do have different vibes about them, and it's just something to do with the transistors that they use. They're not as consistent as what people would like. So
really?
There's been stories of like people getting like a replacement big muff and then just it's just not working for them at all.
Huh.
When you get honed to that sound, you can really hear the difference, you know?
I would have thought solid state would have been pretty consistent, but that's why I kind of bought a new harmonics one, because I didn't want to track down one of the Russian beasts and then have it
a lot
shit
more reliable
itself.
With temperature. And, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think it takes a real hiding at gigs, you know?
No doubt.
I noticed your one's got a Huskadoo sticker on it. What's the Huskadoo sticker have to do with the pedal?
Oh, it just reminds me to turn the bastard on and wail away on it, you know, make some wall of noise. Jeremy does a really good job on his, he's got a Strat, but he's got a guitar big muff.
Oh, nice.
And a really cool reverb unit.
That must help with the melt of the band if you have the similar pedal, right?
Yeah, it does, eh? So you just got to be careful that you leave each other room.
Nice. So. Oh, what a respectful bass player. Yeah, that's why bass players are great.
Means they have to play less.
Should we drop this Sonic Youth tune? It's one you picked out. It's Sugar Cane.
Yeah. Kim Gordon with a Thunderbird.
Right on, let's do it. Tonight, I could stay all night. And we're back in the room after John was just telling us his visual love affair with Kim Gordon.
Tim Gordon.
That, of course, is Sonic Youth, as chosen by Sean from Galveston. Dug on that because of the fuzz bass, that sugar cane, correct?
Yeah.
Right on. And now we're shifting focus to the actual instrument of making the real noise. That's a weird way to say the bass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my other secret weapon, you know. It's just been this amazing beast for 25, 26 years.
That's a really good innings. Have you had to refret it or anything? It's just in a, just sitting. Oh, yeah, cool.
It's due again, actually.
I've never been there with an instrument yet where I've sat with it that long that I've had to refret it, but I'm looking forward to that day, you know, because then you're really committing.
Yeah, well, you get a lot of string rattling and you really, really notice the difference. But, she's been awesome, actually.
It's just interesting you dig it because we've had another bass player up here that heralds these as well. It's a Music Man Stingray.
Yeah.
I want to say, if you know Fender, it's kind of the single pickup sort of precision bass version of that, but Music Man, because it's got the one pickup sort of down on the bridge there.
Yeah, there's that, but it's got...
You said something special about the pickup, right?
Well, the strings also go through the body.
Oh, nice.
So they never go out of tune. Mm. They're really, really good like that, so you don't lose anything there. It's got a built-in truss rod, so you don't lose tune in the middle of the neck.
Nice.
And it's quite distinctive. It's got three on top.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
It's good for short arms.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, true. You no need to. Yeah. Except you have to think about, do you ever like go, oh, I'm tuning the wrong way?
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Has this bass been reissued multiple times? Is it something that's still in production, or do you have to go back 25 years to find one of these things?
There's new versions.
There are.
They've done reissues, but
they're probably like
you won't get one with the same.
Not in the right place.
And these are active basses from 1978, so...
Do you need to put a battery in that?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So that makes the pickup even more grunty.
Yeah, they produce this really growly, grunty sound, you know. Tool uses one.
Wow, there you go.
But I think I first saw it on the Buzzcocks.
Nice.
So.
Music Man. Hey, PS everybody, we are talking to Sean from Galveston. Now, I need to implore everybody, if you're mucking around Auckland in the new year and you want to hear some twang-a-lang, it's going down at the King's Arms... Obviously, 31st of December, Bernie Griffin and the Thin Man, Galveston, Tony Daunt, The Dauntless, Lowest Fidelity, Kendall Elise, Dirty Murder, and Show Me Where It Hurts. Strong lineup. Where's everybody? Who's playing the Midnight Scenario? Do we know?
Oh, it'd be Bernie, I would say.
Mm?
I think we're on at 10, maybe.
It's a good slot to have.
Yeah, it is, actually. It's really cool. We've played gigs with Kendall, with Dirty Murder, and with Tony Daunt, The Dauntless before, so it's like a big family gig, you know.
Not to take anything away from the New Year's Eve gig, but you guys are playing this weekend, Galveston.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, we are actually playing at the Portland Bar in Kingsland from 9 o'clock with Dirty Murder, the boys from Dirty Murder, bit of rockabilly skiffle.
Nice.
They put on a great show, those guys. So
we've had them in here actually.
It's good. Andy and Martin.
Yeah.
Free entry, and got a really good DJ too. So
perfect.
Yeah, come along.
Thanks so much for bringing the old bass up.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for giving us the chance.
Somebody's actually chucked out a question. They reckon they've got a big muff. Real dirty pots. It sounds dumb. And it might be the electronics. They're not sure. I would say get some contact cleaner and go from there first. But if that doesn't work, they want to know where to take it. And you had a good suggestion.
Yeah, there's a dude in Avondale that repairs gear. So flick us a quick message on our...
On the Galveston page?
On the Galveston Facebook page, and I'll hook you up with a phone number.
Easy. Nice one. Sean, thanks so much. Hey, and we'll go out on a Galveston tune featuring the Music Man that you're holding right now.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Last run of the night.
Thanks, bro.
I was Tools of the Trade